From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Accused serial bomber Eric Rudolph is scheduled to appear in federal court tomorrow. Rudolph was captured yesterday in the rugged North Carolina mountains after a five-year search. He's accused of killing two people and injuring more than 100 in a series of explosions, one at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, one at a gay nightclub, and two at clinics that perform abortions. From Murphy, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Over the past 5 years, more than 200 highly trained federal agents have scoured the North Carolina wilderness looking for Eric Rudolph. In the end, it was a 21-year-old rookie policeman who found him. During a routine patrol before dawn yesterday, Murphy police officer Jeff Postel confronted a scruffy-faced man rummaging through a supermarket dumpster. Though he didn't realize it at the time, Postel had happened upon one of the nation's most wanted fugitives.
He had no ID on him. And he supplied me a name. He was very cooperative, not a bit disrespectful, very respectful.
It was only later, after a local sheriff's deputy arrived, that police realized who they were dealing with. They took Rudolph into custody without incident. He was unarmed. And within hours, the tiny town of Murphy was being inundated by federal agents, while locals were buzzing about Rudolph's capture. At the Save-A-Lot supermarket, where Rudolph was apprehended, some people were shaken by the news. Rudolph hadn't been seen in Murphy since 1998, and the once intense manhunt had in recent years dwindled to a small search by just a handful of agents. Supermarket employees Deidre Mays and Carrie Hughes said many local residents had all but forgotten about it.
Most people around here believe that he was just shacked up somewhere and somebody was, you know, helping him.
He had froze, like, in the woods over the winter or something, and died. Because, you know, it got real cold that one winter that he ended up hiding out.
Mays, who met Rudolph years ago, describes him as an avid camper, a skilled rock climber, and a hardy survivalist, someone who'd have no trouble living in the area's crags and caves. Murphy Mayor Bill Hughes agrees. He describes Rudolph as a loner who was at home in the wilderness. Mayor Hughes saw Rudolph briefly at the police station, and says the fugitive now looks nothing like he did on the wanted posters.
He had a mustache and a short haircut, sitting there very, very nonchalant, drinking coffee. But he looked beaten and worn out.
About 100 federal agents are en route to Murphy to try to reconstruct where Rudolph has been the last 5 years. They're also looking into whether anybody here helped him remain hidden. Before he was named as a bombing suspect, Rudolph was a well-known member of the community. And local merchant Gail McElhaney, who owns a dessert shop, says some people were sympathetic to him.
The way I hear it, I mean, from all the people that knew him, that he was a good person. Like, how he helped a lot of old people, you know, like old ladies that were living alone, and he did handyman work for them. He didn't charge them very much, or sometimes he didn't charge them nothing. He had a really big heart, you know. That's why I think people can't believe it, because he was such a nice guy, you know.
Rudolph likely will stand trial in either Atlanta or Birmingham, the two cities where the explosions took place. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. A survivor of one of the bombings said yesterday she's looking forward to the trial. Emily Lyons, who was injured in the Birmingham blast, said she's relieved to hear of Rudolph's arrest. She says it proves that, in her words, you don't have to go to the Middle East to find terrorists. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Murphy, North Carolina.